Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Sydney, to the neighbourhood of Leichhardt. Known as the Little Italy of Sydney, the area is famous for its authentic South European fare. Our guide is Monocle's Arti Bettikäri.
One of the great pleasures of living in a city the size and scale of Sydney is the chance to lose yourself in other worlds. This is particularly the case when it comes to its many ethnic neighbourhoods, each with a distinct cultural identity, mostly shaped around food. In fact, it can be easy to forget you're in a city best known for avocado on toast and unaffordable housing. One of these is the Italian-flavoured neighbourhood of Leichhardt, the Little Italy of Sydney. It's on the edges of the inner city in Sydney's west, about 5 kilometres from the central business district. It's one of several areas settled by Italians who came out to Australia in the 1940s and 50s to work on large-scale infrastructure projects, bringing with them a culture of coffee and olive oil, then completely unfamiliar foods to a more austere Australian palate. Some deride Leichhardt as a theme park, but there's no denying it holds the quintessential flavour of Italy and the most authentic of Italian food. Back in its heyday, the neighbourhood's main thoroughfare, Norton Street, was home to dozens of cafes and restaurants. The smell of freshly roasted and ground coffee was thick in the air, mingling with the scent of wood-fired pizza. Every cafe was heaving, and in many cases people sat at tables outside. It all added up to an air of weekday late-night revelry that wasn't really found in other suburbs. Nowadays in Norton Street, apart from the ubiquitous pizza and pasta joints, you'll find Moretti, famous for their fresh pasta, Capriccio Osteria, known for its stracciatella, and the Neapolitan-flavoured Aperitivo. But the most famous of all, and the most enduring of all, is Bar Italia. When I was in my early 20s, everyone in town went to Norton Street for one standout reason: Bar Italia. At the time, it was infamous for being the only cafe in town that dared not offer patrons what they thought they wanted in a coffee. A sign above the coffee machine expressly forbade patrons from ordering low-fat or soy milk or decaf. Only authentic coffee, drunk as Italians drink it, was permissible. Far from being outraged, Sydneysiders loved this slice of soup-Nazi-esque intransigence and flocked to Bar Italia in droves. The cafe remains one of the area's main attractions, but nowadays is joined by numerous venues in its coffee policing. Unfortunately, however, Norton Street isn't the buzzy place it once was. In recent years, many cafes and restaurants have shut up shop, and patrons have headed elsewhere. In all, Norton Street is as dead as a doornail. But the local council is trying its best. Recently, they launched moves to start switching off parking meters at 7 p.m. each evening across the inner west, meaning free parking after dark. Even though this means less council revenue in the form of meters and parking fines, they're hoping it will help attract people back to Norton Street once more. With so much competition from other dining precincts around Sydney, locals hope the move will be a shot in the arm to help revive the area's fortunes. And patrons would be remiss to not head back, for the Italian food that awaits them is as authentic as anything you'll find in Florence or Naples, and even if they do get a parking fine, well, it's far cheaper than an airfare. For Monocle, I'm Arti Bettikäri.
This has been episode number 84 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guide to Leichhardt in Sydney was Monocle's Arti Bettikäri. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.